The webpage certainly grabs your attention, but could it be real? Could it be that this man, Thomas Beatty, is actually pregnant?
Quite frankly, I think it's a hoax. I saw him just a few days ago. He didn't look like that.
Neighbors in otherwise quiet Bend, Oregon may not believe it, but Beatty writes in the online magazine The Advocate that there is an explanation. He is transgender, was born a woman, and has had surgery to outwardly appear to be a man. In fact, this was Beatty 8 years ago in Hawaii, when he was still known as Tracy Lagandino. Since then, a lot has changed. He says he kept his reproductive organs, and after artificial insemination, is now expecting a baby girl along with his wife, Nancy. The couple won't agree to talk just yet, though the Advocate's editors say they have a reason to believe the story.
We asked Thomas to provide us the name of his doctor. We called her, and she confirmed with us that Thomas is pregnant and that his pregnancy is proceeding as it should.
Beatty writes in the article, our situation sparks legal, political, and social unknowns. He goes on to address one of the burning practical questions. To Nancy, I am her husband carrying our child. I will be my daughter's father, and Nancy will be her mother. We will be a family. Doctors say it is possible.
It is possible for a man like Thomas Beatty to be pregnant because he has a uterus.
The pair's neighbors remain skeptical.
I couldn't say that he looked pregnant. I mean, I can stick my stomach out on that.
They see the due date is July 3rd, and if it does work out and this man does give birth, the fireworks may just come early this year. For Good Morning America, Neil Karlinski, ABC News, Seattle.
In a flash, be the first to know what's coming up on Good Morning America tomorrow with the GMA Daily Flash email. All the great insider details you want to know from GMA. Go to abcnews.com, click the GMA page, and sign up for the Daily Flash. And you can even enter to win the weekly GMA Flash gift bag giveaway. Sign up now.